Good morning. This is your morning buzzcast. It is Wednesday. It's May 6th. I'm Abe Madcore. First of all, hope you're all healthy and safe. Love to have you all join us today for our final installment of the CAA World Congress Comes to You. It's our virtual conference. It's our fourth one. It begins today at 1:45. We'll have interviews with the likes of WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert, National Basketball Players Association Executive Director Michelle Roberts, Fanatics Chair Michael Rubin, and so many others. We'll end it with my live interview with CAA Sports' co-head Howie Neuchow. Again, it will go from 1:45 to around 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, we'll have a fun virtual happy hour via Zoom. So we hope you can join us. Go to worldcongressofsports.com to register today. And also, if you missed some of the earlier episodes, you can get the first three on demand. But today should be a fun, good event. Let's shift to some news. Yesterday, if you missed it, the Korean Baseball Organization began its season in stadiums across South Korea. It's on ESPN2. I encourage you to give it a watch. It could give you a glimpse of how the reentry in sports in America could look like. You've got Carl Ravitch and Eduardo Perez calling the games for ESPN remotely from their homes. You have dugout staff wearing masks. You, of course, have no fans. You do have some cheerleaders. You've got some fake crowd noise pumping through the stadium. It's just an interesting situation and an interesting experience that you may want to check out. Let's shift to basketball, where yesterday Orlando Magic CEO Alex Martins, one of the more influential CEOs in the league, told the Orlando Sentinel that the NBA is determined to resume play this season and it's willing to wait until September to complete the season. This has been something we've been talking about on the Buzzcast. I think the NBA is looking to wait as long as it can to play as much of its season and the playoffs. He said they'll play as late as Labor Day, even delay it. That will allow them to push back the following season, the 2021 season, into December. But again, NBA seems very, very set on looking at the data and seeing how late it can start to get a regular season and postseason and crown a champion. Meanwhile, on the other side, Major League Baseball Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark did not sound as enthused. He said the union has not received anything formal about any actual plan from Major League Baseball about returning to action. He did acknowledge all the different plans that have been floated in the media, but said that the union has not been presented any actual proposal or plan, and he said that it's unfortunate that these things keep finding their way into conversation and are being represented as proposals when they aren't, end quote. So this continues a pattern of just seemingly issues of communication between MLB and the players' union, and I think that's an issue to watch because we don't really have any real clarity among any leagues. But baseball certainly doesn't seem that the Players Association and the league really right now are on the same page. Let's shift over to one of the strangest ideas we've heard during the COVID pandemic. I really like what the people at the Big Three have done, but I'm really glad that they've delayed, according to sources, a quarantine reality show. It was going to be a 3-on-3 preseason basketball tournament in August or September. Remember, we had talked about this. The Big Three and media company Endemol planned to test participating 16 players and officials before quarantining them in a newly constructed home in Los Angeles and then having them play 3-on-3 basketball in a local venue that was to be determined. They have shelved that. They have also postponed the start of its fourth season, which was scheduled to start in June in Memphis. So I'm just glad that idea. I just didn't like the vibe of that quarantine reality show. The Big Three has moved on from that idea. Let's shift over to Disney, where I'm sure many of you have already read their dismal quarter report. That must have been tough to deliver. A 90% decline in profit compared to the first quarter of last year. But here's some good news. So let's look at that. ESPN Plus subscriber base rose to 7.9 million during the second quarter. That's up 20% from the first quarter. The success of The Last Dance and the NFL Draft boosted ESPN's primetime viewership in April by 11%. Compared to the same month of 2019. So more people are watching ESPN in April. And the company said that Disney Shanghai will reopen on May 11th. That also could provide a template for how other parks and other U.S. vacation destinations reopen in the future. Meanwhile, Yahoo Sports reports that ESPN, seeing such a lift from The Last Dance, will accelerate the release of 3 30 for 30 documentaries, including a 2-part film on Lance Armstrong, a look at the life of martial arts legend Bruce Lee, and then a 30 for 30 on the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire home run chase in 1998. So that'll be good programming because there's not a lot of other original programming out there. ESPN pushing up the schedule for three of its 30 for 30 documentaries. While we're on to quarter reports, we hinted at it yesterday. Video game companies scored well yesterday. Yep, Activision Blizzard and Electronic Arts reported very strong results for its March quarter. This seems to validate the anecdotal buzz we keep hearing that more and more people are turning to gaming during this time. Activision chair Bobby Kotick estimated the company will be on a hiring spree, hiring more than 2,000 workers in production and development over the next 12 months. So while Disney had a tough quarter, video game companies Activision Blizzard and Electronic Arts reporting strong results. And finally, we talked yesterday about the Dolphins, how they made some news when they revealed the vision for what a return to Hard Rock Stadium might look like for their fans, socially distancing, how they would order food, how they would enter and exit a stadium. That piece got a lot of buzz yesterday. The team also announced that the stadium, Hard Rock, will be the first stadium to sign on for a 20-point cleaning certification program. So this is all part of Dolphins president and CEO Tom Garfinkel's plan and vision. He's one of the first movers in the space. He's very, very thoughtful, very well regarded. And he talked to our Bill King yesterday on our SBJ Unpacks podcast. And it's one that you really want to give a listen to because Garfinkel outlined some of the things they're looking at in terms of the return of fans to Hard Rock Stadium. There's actually a lot going on today. It is Wednesday. It is May 6th. And again, it is the final installment of our CAA World Congress comes to you. Starts at 1:45, goes right up until a happy hour at 4 o'clock. I hope to see you there today. In the meantime, I'm Abe Madcore. That's your morning buzzcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay connected. We'll talk to you tomorrow.